I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The financial crisis in Lebanon continues, but the new government passed a vote of confidence despite public protest. Tom Adama of Heart for Lebanon says the new government is backed strongly by Hezbollah from Iran, who he believes is trying to influence the situation. In the middle of this turmoil, Adama recalls the words of a Lebanese official.
We've tried everything to fix our economy, our systems, to get rid of the corruption. We've done all this stuff, and where we ended is in a big, deep, dark black hole, and there's no hope. He said, but I've come to the conclusion that we've had hope all along, and that's found in Jesus Christ.
Lebanon stands at a crossroads between becoming a failed state or becoming a country influenced and guided by the gospel of Jesus Christ. And United Nations staff are observing International Women's Day today, ahead of the annual March 8th designation. Supporters observe this day globally to advocate for women's rights. But despite progress in key areas, a third of all women and girls worldwide still suffer from gender-based violence. Peggy Banks heads up Transworld Radio's Women of Hope program, which helps women find their place in God's story. And this year, they want to help even more women find freedom and meaning in Christ.
We hope to enhance our content, enhance presence on social media, maybe translate more languages, so that women in other countries, especially closed countries, can hear a message of hope about a God who loves them.
If you're hearing this in the San Diego area, you can meet Peggy in person tomorrow. Details at missionnews.org.
We are encouraging them to see themselves from God's perspective.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.